Absolutely. And thank you to 9999, who's very angry in German, for coming up with this idea, and I think it'll be great. So if you can see up on the left side, we've got actually a little Google slide, so you have a few visuals. If you want to follow along, by all means, invite some folks. If you have friends who are interested in learning about nouns and specifically how they can get involved starting to build with nouns, this is exactly what we've sort of put this together for, is those people. So if you know folks like that, please invite them in so that we can chat with them and they can ask their questions. So if you pull up the slides there, Aptoshi, let's go to the first one and get the ball rolling. So today, the aim of the talk is basically to answer the question, so you mean I can just use nouns art for whatever I want, which is, I think, a question a lot of people ask early on in their nouns journey when they're trying to grok or wrap their mind around what CC0 means. So that's what we're going to start with, and just with an explanation of what CC0 is, and we'll expand out from there. So go ahead, Aptoshi, tell the people what CC0 means.
CC0, we hear this thrown around all the time. It basically means Creative Commons Zero. There's zero rights reserved to the artwork. We see examples of this now. I think it's trending more now, definitely. We all know similar examples, such as the MFers and, you know, people really taking the CC0 approach with their artwork. That's what nouns is, as we all know here. It's always been that. And just, I guess you had the whole, is this the official definition? Where'd you get this from?
This is the definition from Creative Commons themselves.
So. Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, so CC0 enables scientists, educators, artists, and other creators and owners of copyright or database protected content to waive those interests in their works and thereby place them as completely as possible in the public domain so that others may freely build upon, enhance, and reuse the works for any purposes without restriction under copyright or database law. So that's a great definition there.
A little thick, but essentially it just means, you know, whatever you're putting out there, the content that you're putting out there, anyone can remix or use it however they please, even if it's for a commercial purpose without having to worry about getting sued for using the images, essentially.
Which is huge. And honestly, you know, it took me a little bit of time here to understand what that meant and, you know, how where you can go and even just what are the boundaries that you're breaking, but then there are no boundaries. And so it just, I think it can take a little bit of time for people to wrap their minds around this with how deep that they can go with CC0. But once you do, it just feels like limitless. So I'm going to go to the next slide here.
So we had to dig real deep for this one, went back in the Twitter sphere to find a tweet from one of the founders or nounders of nouns, 4156. He says, people are underestimating the layer 2 effects of CC0 brands in the same way they did Ethereum interoperability. If you create a NounsDAO TV show today, you will automatically inherit an iOS app, a coloring book, your brand being launched into space, and we're just getting started. So we included this to sort of give an idea to new folks coming into Nouns. What is the benefit of CC0? What is the point of releasing it out to the public? And what 4156 is saying here is that everyone who creates on top of that foundation inherits all the previous building that was done with that. So I thought that was a neat tidbit to share as well.
This is actually a great example. This is an example of Coral Orca building on nouns before launch. So, you know, the launch didn't even have to happen yet. This was an idea. He was able to take the artwork, which is CC0, you know, pre-nouns having anything to do with it, and make artwork of his own. So
before nouns even launched as a protocol last August, he was already creating these 3D models. So I think that was a good harbinger of how well CC0 was going to work to promote building. By the way, if anyone wants to stop us at any point in time here, this is meant to be very casual. It doesn't have to be a boardroom affair. So unmute your mic rather, and just ask us a question if you have one, and we can take little side jaunts here and there, no problem at all. So we have with us a guest as well today, David Horvath. And David, I thought this would be a good piece for you to take for a second and explain. So how is CC0 different from other ways of doing things? For those who don't know David has a long career in traditional IP with creations such as Ugly Doll and also a career doing, you know, no copyright stuff like Uma No Copyright, Financial Ruin, and others. So he's seen both sides of things, and I'd like him to try to take a stab at answering, why does CC0 matter for artists, creators, and builders, and what specifically does CC0 unlock for creative people who are here trying to figure out how to jump in headfirst into nouns?
Sure, of course, and thanks for having me. For anyone new to this, it's the complete opposite of how you would usually do it. The 20 years I've spent in traditional character licensing specifically, right, when it comes to licensing products for media, for anything, you're very much going by the power of your ability to say no so that you can say yes the right way. The best example of that is Hello Kitty needs to be able to say no so that they can very carefully choose who they say yes to, because their brand lives or dies on their collaborative efforts with tribe leaders, you could say. So if I need to say yes to a very specific ceramics manufacturer in Japan, that specific ceramics manufacturer has a certain glow about it, happening right now, and they exist in a very exclusive specialty space, I need to be able to say yes to them, but I need to be careful that other ceramic makers who perhaps are represented in places I don't want to be found suddenly start making Hello Kitty ceramics also. I need to, you know, if I'm operating in the legacy space, as we call it now, I need to be able to have very careful control over my brand, because it's sort of a live or die situation if you don't have that. If that's the arena where you wish to operate, right? And it's been true up until now, right? Quite honestly, that world has shown much weakness, especially in North America and Europe. It's no longer a guarantee, even if you have a hit movie now, it doesn't really necessarily mean that your consumer products are going to fly off the shelves. Preschool, still true. Preschool, if you have a preschool show and it's popular, it's pretty good. But so that's where you do need to protect your rights, because you're living through licensing. And versus the Hello Kitty model, where it's more of a brand, you're licensing something that's a popular character, and you derive an income and generate revenue by, you know, the umbrella guy comes to you and says, I want to put your little character on my umbrella. And you say, well, here, you pay a certain fee down, and there's a minimum guarantee of amount you'll pay no matter how well you do to ensure that you work hard at it. And then there's the level of exclusivity. So you're the only umbrella maker in the world. That's a big deal. That's the master category for umbrellas, right? Or it's mostly non-exclusive. Like, you have umbrellas, but only at mass market. Well, it's a big only, that's a big one. But like, okay, you're the umbrella guy for just specialties. You can't go to Walmart. And then this guy pays me a lot because he can go to Walmart. So that's the very general, idiot's guide version of how it's been. Whereas CC0, specifically for nouns, is nouns does not thrive on licensing. Nouns thrives on builders. That instead of you getting the nouns license, any creator, any builder, anybody at all can either make a proposal, which I highly recommend, at least looking into that. You can go to the Nouns DAO website, and you can go through the Discord and look through all the different proposals that are up, and join in on the conversation surrounding. Say someone proposed nouns action figures. Oh, okay. Well, then, but another guy is proposing nouns action figures. And this one person or group wants to make action figures that go to Walmart, and they're posable and they're for kids. And then this other, proposal is about specialty action figures that are more a little higher priced and go to Kid Robot or whatever it is, right? That, yeah. And then the nouns owners will vote on these projects and then fund them, right, if they go through. Or because Nouns is CC0, meaning it's in the public domain, you can You can just make your own nouns action figures. If you want to pay for it yourself, you can, you know, take on that whatever risk is involved, whether it's action figures or socks or making, you know, giant posters or adapting them into just your own work, right? Like, you know how Cause grew his career through paintings of The Simpsons, right? Well, we know for sure that quietly he had the permission, you know, permission to do that, no matter what the cool magazines say he did or didn't, right? But you can incorporate nouns or nouns glasses or any aspect of the brand into your own work, right? And hold a giant gallery show in Soho, right? That's focused on nouns. And that tweet from 4156 was right on, that when you take on a nouns project and let's say I do an entire line of children's books, or I do, you know, find the funding and create a TV show based on nouns, that instead of worrying about the licensing that's there to support you, you've automatically got the entire ecosystem behind you. So if I'm making nouns trading cards, I'm sort of banking on the awareness that surrounds the overall sort of, you know, especially with starting with the website and the actual one per day NFT project. And as this grows, the idea of working in nouns is going to, I think, become far more attractive as there are that many more projects out there, and the awareness sort of has that ripple effect and works its way outwards.
Awesome. So I guess to synthesize, maybe you'd say like it's the freedom to be able to use the resources. Is that a good summary?
Yes. Well, someone once asked me, well, I get it that there's absolute total freedom to use the same way you can use Dracula, right? Dracula is in the public domain. Now, the Universal Monsters version of Dracula is not in the public domain, but the Bram Stoker's, you know, source material, right? Or what's that called? What's the Thunder God guy?
Thor?
What's his name? Thor. Yeah, you can't use the Marvel Disney Thor, but you can, you know, come up with your own Thor based on, you know, Norse. So there are many examples of things that have been in the public domain, like the Lone Ranger, that you can then take, you know, certain aspects of very carefully, I might add, if you base it on someone else's version, that right there may be protected. But yeah, nouns, the source material is there for anybody to use in any which way they like.
It's funny.
And I think that ecosystem grows, that becomes more attractive.
For sure. It's funny that you mentioned stories in the public domain, because one of the other tweets I was going to include here was another one from 4156, where he talked about how Romeo and Juliet, the movie, had brought in X millions of dollars based on, you know, CC0 art and content, because someone had made the comment that CC0 can't make any money, and I thought that was a funny retort.
I mean, making money is an entirely different discussion. I mean, we are taught in art school, or at least, you know, I went to art school in New York in the 90s. I don't know how they're laying it down now. But we were taught that holding on to our rights were everything, especially because back then the holy grail for our illustration department was to get your own animated show. Well, I mean, unless you're paying for your own animated show, you're expected to give away all those rights for like $5,000 immediately. So there, you know, it's something that you're taught to hold on to for dear life. Now, you know, the Bossy Bear character that I'm speaking through, it is absolutely rights protected, and I had no choice but to leave it as such. It's something that's going to be, you know, exploited through the existing legacy system, and, you know, it's going to feed dozens of families, and it's a giant collaborative effort with writers and people in the studio system and traditional licensing program. That's not like I'm not here saying that every artist should just magically adapt it to, you know. For me, this is like CC0 is a little bit like holding. I've said it many times. It's like having an MP3 file in your possession, and you just know that this is the future, but, you know, the iPod is still X number of years away, right? That there's no real application when addressing just everybody, right? But I would definitely encourage all creators to take a look at nouns and hopefully to come build on nouns as their first experience with something that is CC0 versus thinking, you know, making creators think that this is just something that they should all automatically do with their own work. But instead, I would love to, you know, and have been trying to get the word out to try to attract high-level builders and builders who are just starting out, you know, to build. I think it's going to be a big part of the future of character intellectual property over the long term. And so I think getting in now is a good thing.
Yep, and just to speak to that as well, I completely agree with you. You know, you're a builder that sort of saw the potential of CC0, but I do think that there are a lot of people whose jobs and all the past work that they have done really revolve around the copyright, you know, world. And that's just sort of these bounds that we've had to operate in. And so I think a lot of creative people maybe are just a little bit mentally trapped there. So I agree with getting it out to designers, people in the film industry, people in the music industry, animators, kind of showing that you can create a whole world here and as many job opportunities as are there to create, and chances like there is just that here, and you almost get to like manage and operate your own little world yourself.
Well, nouns is definitely an opportunity to show anyone in the traditional rights protected space that this is something that could work beyond a studio just taking a Snow White and doing their version, right? That that we believe that this is something that could be a larger part of a potential future, right? There's other than nouns, there is no existing system where we can right now say to the legacy world, look, you know, you're doing it wrong and this is the old way and there's a better way. I think that this is more really like we're discovering a brand new technology and there's 10 people who know about it. And now we have to show everybody else by proving that it works and works really well and works better, right? So there's definitely a lot of work to do, but this is that work. I do think that nouns specifically is going to be the very first case to be where you'd be able to make a case to everyone who's, you know, been in this world up until today.
I love that you've made the transition into talking about nouns specifically from CC0. The great thing about David is you don't even have to tell him what you're going to talk about for the day. He comes with his own segues. So this brings us directly into our next slide perfectly. Aptosha, can we switch over? Yes. Why nouns? Okay, we get CC0 is great, but why nouns? We have an existential crisis now and there asking why me? Aptoshi, do you want to take it to the next slide and give some of the reasons we came up for why Nouns is a great project to build within the CC0 community?
So many reasons. I love the existential crisis noun. He's gaining self-awareness.
They're minting next week. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well, strong, accessible community. Couldn't agree more. I think the hub, and I've spoken on this a lot, but the reason why Nouns just works is because you can have all these... You can have every idea you want about CC0. You can really understand CC0. You can start to implement something on your own, but you need that community base still for that support. And so that's exactly what you're going to find here. You're going to find people who are going to help you refine your idea, get involved with your idea, help you expand, help you have a successful first trial, you know, see how you can evolve that then to even greater things. And so this strong, accessible community, this is just, you know, we couldn't speak enough on that. Exactly what the tons of creative builders willing to help and maybe collaborate. I know that the maybe, it's just based on what people like, but I know that everyone here in this room that I see is collaborating with someone on some projects. So you will find people that you vibe with. Many ways to get involved without owning a noun. That is such a great point because that is a question we get often. It's either do you own a noun and then how do you have to have a noun?
Even Aptoshi, if I can butt in there for a quick second, even Andy Milanakis last night was tweeting at the Noun Square. Deez was on the Noun Square chatting with us and we said, why don't you join us? And he said, well, I'm not going to join the Nouns Discord until I own a noun. That's like owning a Bugatti and, or sorry, not owning a Bugatti, but hanging out in the dealership for the Bugatti, right? And then someone from our team said, no, it's not like that at all. And it's really true. It's striking that maybe it seems that way from the outside. But if you spend some time in the Nounish Discord and some of the Nounish Extension Discords, you'll find that it's not like that at all. It's not like an old boys club. It is very welcoming. And there's so many ways to get involved without having to be a member of the DAO outright.
Exactly. And, you know, you collab land to get access to certain places, but it's all public and everyone can see everything. And so, you know, it isn't like this private exclusive club that's just for some people. Of course, like being a Nouner and being a holder is extremely special and its own thing. But the whole point being there are many ways to get involved without actually being a holder or owning a Noun. There's funding for creative ideas available from small grants, Prop House, and on-chain sources. I've had experience with all three of these. That was like the natural evolution that I went through myself. Prop House, small grants, and then I went on-chain. That alone involves so many people and, you know, just weeks of getting to know the Nounish community and everything too. Leverage existing infrastructure like Prop House, nouns.wtf, and then one-click Nouns DAO, which is launching soon. Very, very exciting. But again, I feel like, you know, every week that goes by, there are just more and more resources that get added to this, again, strong and accessible community. All of it's CC0, again, just to point out there at the very end how important that is. And I think speaking on to everything David was just speaking on, the CC0 made all of that happen. So all of these different projects, you know, Prop House, even small grants being there, like, anyone that submits a prop to Prop House, no matter if it gets voted on or not, that is only happening because of this CC0.
And maybe just to take a step back, Aptoshi, in case anyone doesn't know the difference between small grants and Prop House and on-chain and what that means. So essentially, there's a treasury that Nouns has that is there to fund Nounish projects, and there's different ways of deploying that treasury. Small grants, maybe I'll invite Noun22 is here. If he's able to speak, maybe he can give a quick blurb on what small grants does.
I mean, ask me anything happening right now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so hi, everybody. So a quick overview on, I guess I'll call it the three ways to get funded in the DAO, and I'll go into a little more detail on small grants, which is the group that I lead. At the biggest level, there's on-chain proposals, which are usually for larger asks. They go on-chain, they take 10 days, and everybody in the DAO has to vote on them, so they take a lot of attention. So we've, you know, being cognizant of those things being, you know, kind of reserved for some of the larger proposals, we have two mechanisms to fund smaller asks that the builders make. One is Prop House. I'm not sure if Seneca's here, but basically the way that Prop House functions is people can come with their ideas during certain rounds. There'll be a round where they'll say, oh, you know, Prop House is going to give out five prizes of two ETH, right? Just making numbers up, but they can change. But everybody can, you know, goes and submits their idea, and then everyone votes for a while. You know, then people are able to get funded at a smaller scale that way. And what small grants is just an even more discretionary pool of capital. It originally started as a grant program, but me and some other longtime DAO members, some Nouners, just on a discretionary basis, will choose the fun thing that we find interesting, which can, you know, be anything from very small things like new Nounish extensions or derivatives, to if you want to do something much larger, like an on-chain proposal. We can also maybe fund like a trial where we'll give you a small amount up front. You work on it for a few weeks, and you know if it's shaping up really well, maybe we'll sponsor you to do something larger. So the best way to reach out on that is there's a channel above this, grants and retro funding, where I usually hang out. But you know that's also good. I'm also happy to, you know, help people kind of spitball their ideas. You know, if you're kind of figuring out what you want to do, you know, I'm always happy. You can just bounce ideas off me in that channel. Those are three ways to get funded.
Awesome. Thank you so much, 22, for explaining that for folks. Toshi, let's move along to the next step here. So first steps for getting involved building for Nouns. This is something that anyone who spends any time in the Discord or in any other Nounish extension Discord hears all the time. You know, how can I get involved? Or they'll come in and they'll say, oh, 100 ETH, I can't afford that. I guess I can't be involved with Nouns. So I think it's really important to emphasize to folks what's the sort of the best step forward to figuring out how you can build within Nouns. And what we've put together, Aptoshi and I, is first to spend time in the Nouns Discord, observing, participating. There's a lot of channels you can hang out in. General is open. Nouncil is open. Nouniverse are all good channels you can start in. Aptoshi, do you want to explain what Nouncil is and why that might be a good place to hang out?
Yes. Love the Nouncil. The Nouncil was formed as a group of Nounish builders within the community. So, if you've been a large part of a Nounish project or have launched your own, or you've gotten funded through Prop House or small grants, or have connected with this Nounish community and basically delivered upon that in any way, you can apply to be a part of the Nouncil. There was like a founding group. Toadie, I know that you could speak more to the founding couple of members, but you know, thank God they did that. It was this extra added really Nounish infrastructure, and we have been delegated on the Nouncil anywhere between 11 and 13 nouns at a given time during the week. But so then we get to be a part of the Nounish, you know, the Nouns DAO proposal voting system as well, and we get to participate in practice in this governance without ever having to actually own a noun. So,
and to be clear, you do need to be a Nouncil member in order to participate in the governance piece, the voting that we do and whatnot, and some of the grant programs that we have. But anyone is welcome to pop in there. And because it's all builders, you may find it easier to chat with them and bounce ideas. But you can also do exactly the same thing in just the general chat and, you know, mention what you're working on, so long as it's not spam. And Nouniverse can be a great place to share more detail on Nounish projects that you're thinking of doing as well.
So I love the Nouniverse channel.
What's that?
I love the Nouniverse channel.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of fun stuff there all the time. Next point that I have here is to visit nouns.center. This is a site that was built by CDT, who is a resident, a software resident or engineer resident at Nouns. And it's a really great resource, I think, for anyone new to Nouns to check out. There's information about the history of Nouns, all different extension projects, which means any projects that are built using the Nounish assets, but not by the DAO itself. There is, what else is there? There's assets there that you can pick up. So you can pick up, you know, SVG files of all the traits and all sorts of things that you might find really interesting and useful if you're looking to build or make an art project using Nouns. And then the last piece that I have here to think about is just ask yourself, when you're doing this sort of immersion process with Nouns and you're hanging out and you're getting the feel for how things go, just ask yourself, what are the needs of the community? What are people asking about? What keeps coming up in conversation? And then that brings us to our next slide, where we can talk about what your skill set is and how you might be able to find a good fit. Go ahead, Aptoshi.
Yep. I was just going to say too, you know, what are the needs of the community? And then how can I contribute that? Like, what are my skill sets? There's a channel here and a group and a niche area sort of for everybody. So are you an artist, a developer, a musician? I would like to see the musicians. Maybe a musician channel be added. I really think that we can do a little bit more in the NFT music space. Maybe that's like the next little thing we focus on. But there is a developer channel that, you know, has a lot of really incredible people in there, and the actual developers here in the Nouns DAO themselves. So everyone's insanely responsive. You know, artist channels, there's people that make physicals, and pins and buttons. There's people that do wardrobe and fashion. And there is a niche for everyone. So I want you to really also just think about what your talents are, and maybe your talents that you actually have aren't something that you do in your normal job or get to use or haven't used for a little bit of time. So I would really just challenge you to like harness the things that you actually love doing, because then you can be really focused on that. And then when you're spending a lot of time in this community, you're doing something you really, really love. And so I have only ever seen that amplified by the people in this community. And it's a talented group of people, I will tell you that, as I'm sure you guys all know.
I'm wondering if David has any other further insights about those two pieces, just about how to figure out what the needs are of the community and how they match skill sets. Do you have anything to share on that topic, David?
I was thinking just overall about how, like, for the in the near future and as next steps, how to attract certain builders who, if, like, how do we get the very top people in children's book, you know, illustration or writers to come to build on Nouns, or at least, you know, to put it in their ear, because then they know the next generation, you know, coming up under them of great children's book authors and illustrators, and then apply that to every category, right? So I don't know if that's visiting art schools or you know, going around like elementary schools for creatives. You know, they have those high schools and elementary schools that focus on the arts or writing or music, but that I'm thinking about putting an emphasis on, you know, looking for if anyone can stumble upon it and apply themselves to this. I think it's going to tip. I think this is like talking to the very, very, very earliest group of people aware of this. And something like this, just, it rarely comes without a tipping point. It's a gut feeling I've had about Nouns since the moment I, you know, first saw those early versions in the very first day of the Discord when they opened it up. And I just feel like, you know, anyone who can get in earlier, I think this thing really will tip. And then what do we do when it gets to be quite crowded and there are so many submissions that it would take an X number of months to just go through them, right? So that would be interesting also. I'm strangely looking forward to that as well.
That'll be a whole different set of problems.
In the meantime, I think that this is one of the most exciting, you know, because you can explore what CC0 is and you can explore what Nouns is without having to put your own work into the public domain. If you're curious over that nature of it, you know, or the fact that it centers around, you know, the censorship resistance really primarily. And, you know, when the question was asked, well, why Nouns? I'm really excited for people to get attracted to the project for where the project came from and what it is, right? That you can, you know, that these, you don't have to be proposing sneakers. You can be coming up to Nouns with a proposal for some sort of public good or some Nounish way to make your community literally better or cleaner or safer, right? And then this will inspire kids far smarter and younger than I who would apply the same model to their own intellectual property to kind of sneak through the dynamics of being able to actually do something good. And this is the thing about the legacy world that I come from, is that no matter how wonderful some of these brands are, Star Wars, Hello Kitty, it kind of ends at the point of consumption, whereas Nouns, that's the beginning point, right? Like Hello Kitty's wonderful. I know the people behind it at the very top in Japan and in North America. And they're brilliant. And they're so talented and they're so passionate about it. But at the end of the day, it is a character that you just kind of buy on a bag, or you listen to something that Avril Lavigne did a collab with Hello Kitty, whatever it is, right? Once you've consumed the product or watched the show, kind of that's it, right? Whereas Nouns and the nature of it, that's just the very starting point. And you can literally, you know, make your neighborhood better or your friends' lives better or, you know, bring more to the world, right? Or just send something to space.
Very cool.
Nice. I also just want to say one last thing about the skill set. Like, I just want it to remain really broad as well, just because the skill set isn't just what you – isn't just being an artist or a creative, right? You know, it just can be anything. And I just remember, you know, at 17, 18, when I didn't have a skill set yet and was still trying to understand, like, where I wanted to focus all my energy, that's where I stumbled, like, into production and into the production world, because I just wanted to get on set. So I just worked for free as a production assistant. And I just, that whole experience really taught me to just, you know, even if just your skill set right now is like an eagerness to learn, and a willingness to do new things, that is a skill set on its own. And so who knows what you'll discover. Every single creative person that's doing art within the DAO or who is a developer here in the DAO can't necessarily just operate alone. And if they want to sort of elevate to the next level, they're going to start having to like have a community of people around them, you know, helping them with certain things and stuff too. So there's a lot of room for everybody, you know, the creatives and, you know, those organizers alike. So mm-hmm. I just thought that that's really important because I really see this next year of NounsDAO being sort of like that next stage. Like we've had people really break out as these individuals who have like these sort of projects. And now it's going to be about, okay, well, those incredible projects and all these forks that are going to happen from one click DAO are going to need teams behind them. So there are lots and lots of ways to now enter whatever skill sets you have and can bring to the table into this community and then grow your own as well.
For sure. To go on to something else that David mentioned a few minutes ago, he was talking about how the DAO may have to go after certain talent, you know, find artists and whatnot. And I wanted to mention that this is something that Prop House is starting to do with their Mandates House, which I'm pretty excited about. So, you know, we mentioned that before you'd have to keep your ear to the ground and participate and try to figure out what the needs of the DAO and the community are. But what Mandates is doing is essentially turning that on its head and saying, you know what, the DAO needs alternate front ends for nouns.wtf. And so they ran that round and, you know, I think it was 35 teams put in amazing proposals for different types of front ends. And now four of them are funded and being built. And so maybe we could see more and more of that type of stuff. And maybe it could be artistic eventually too. Like David said, maybe it's, you know, we'd like to see the best possible, I don't know, painting of this noun, who knows, but I think Mandates could open up or unlock a whole new piece of things here to the point where you may not even have to think that hard to figure out what the DAO needs. You might just have to keep your ears open for what, you know, the DAO is asking for through these mandates as well.
And what Abtoshi was just talking about too is super interesting to me. Like if you just hang around the Nouns Discord and or the Nounsel, whatever channel, you're going to learn so much about different things that you never thought you would learn about from these different proposals. You know, you're going to learn about, there was a proposal for seeing Noggles from space, and it was like talking about the logistics of a football stadium and, you know, like how Google Maps like processes information. So there's so many cool things to experience, like especially if you don't know what you want to do yet or you're just curious and, you know, want to switch up careers or whatever it is, you can learn so much. It's just like endless information. So that's a really good point.
Absolutely. As we come into our last slide of what we wanted to share today too, before we open up to questions, just some housekeeping. If you have a question that at all relates to CC0, getting involved with working for nouns and building for nouns, please pop it in voice public text above or just even put the hand emoji in there so that we know that you have a question and then we'll be able to call on you more easily.
Is this our last slide here, Teddy? Before the
questions? It is, yeah.
Okay. And it's just further, you know, exemplifying these resources that there are for builders of all types. I actually saw on the Little Nouns Discord, finally, I'm in there, finally became a little nouner, but they have this awesome graphic about these different styles of proposals. You know, you go for your 1 to 2 ETH, you don't need to own a little noun. To make these proposals, you go from 2 to 5, you can go through small grants, you don't need a little noun. You want the larger on-chain proposals, that 10 to 100 ETH ask, you do have to be a little noun owner. But I just thought that graphic was so great. It was so clear. But again, it really outlines this ability to get involved and be a builder in the community and not have to own one of these NFTs quite yet or, you know, right at this moment. But again, we have all of our Nounish extensions and sub-DAOs, NarsDAO, Goop, SharkDAO, Little Nouns, the Bonies, the Nodes, so many more. I could just take 20 more minutes just saying all of the different extensions that we have. Again, Prop House, Small Grants, Nouns.center, especially Nouns.center/assets. Toady put that there.
Yeah, that's basically, that's the secret sauce page on CDT's website where you can basically download any of the SVG files, any of the traits. Okay. So if you're looking to make a Nounish extension or remix some nouns, that's the place to go for sure. And so I think this is meant to just be a quick summary, hopefully accessible. Sometimes we can get gummed up in using jargon and things that we're used to hearing around the Nanoverse being an example. And we just need to try to make it simple sometimes for folks when they're first getting here. And we've tried to do that today. And now I want to open it up for any kinds of questions that I'll preface by saying if Aptoshi and I can't or don't feel qualified to answer a question, we will either ask someone else present who is, or we will write it down, find out the answer, get it for you, and contact you to let you know or mention it on next week's AMA as well. So without further ado, does anyone have any questions about what we've been chatting about today?
Hey, can I ask a question?
Go for it.
Awesome.
Thanks.
What's up, guys? Dave, I'm a big fan of the work that you've been doing, and I'm falling down. So. I'm just kind of getting into the CC0 space and kind of learning. And I guess I'm like, just most of your advice. I mean, I'm really passionate about sort of building, tools for the copyright space at large. CC0 overall has been like super fascinating, but like, yeah, I guess like, just kind of a broad, like, let's get your perspective and advice. Like, what do you think the CC0 space at large could benefit from in terms of like tools? And then in terms of like non CC0 copyrights, what are ways that maybe, we could bring like the spirit of CC0, mass collaboration into, other forms of copyright?
This might be a good question for David to take. I see you just unmuted, so I'll leave him take it.
Awesome.
Sure. Well, pronouns specifically, the plus column for CC0 is that, nouns is not relying on a licensing model, right? And it kind of, I believe, should, be either or. I think if you try to muddy it, there are some NFT brands that offer some rights, and I think they did so from the out, some time ago, where then it starts to get a little tricky, because then you watch some of those brands and they are obviously after success in the legacy world. I say legacy, but it's really just the world out there right now, right?
It's just become legacy to you, David.
It's legacy to me. I like saying it. But it's fun to say. But, like the Hello Kitty, SpongeBob, Star Wars, Barbie world. And it looks like these, what I thought were crypto-native projects, have then taken their first taste of success and now have sought out Hollywood agents and all that. And that's all wonderful. But then it gets tricky because on day one, they had offered certain rights that it's going to make it, in my opinion, very difficult for those projects, which I will not name, but it'll make it difficult, to be honest, because the power of no and saying yes, the right yes, is really critical. If you want to succeed as especially a character-based brand, it gets a little easier if you have your one thing that is just a global success, then you might be able to not care so much about. Like if you had the success of what Minecraft had right now from the outset, and you have a large portion of the world already sold on everything, and you have that level of awareness level, you might not, then the power of no might not be so critical. But even with Minecraft, I think that they've been able to last as long as they have, despite being just a game that people love so very much, because of the very specific choices they've made. I know that what they've done with Lego, and then what they've decided not to do, right, out there, has played a critical role in, especially with certain age groups and demographics, allowed it to thrive as long as it has, right? So that will be difficult to navigate. To have one foot in and one foot out, I think, would be very tricky. The great thing about nouns is that instead of the licensing model, it's kind of like this experimental attempt to take on the what you could call the censorship-resistant model, where it does not rely on the power of no to say yes the right way, but it's just yes to all. And that it would be built by builders, not necessarily licensing partners, right? So we shall see how it goes. It's just in the first year, which in character brand terms is really day one for the most part. That's the other aspect that a lot of these crypto native, very new IP character brands will very quickly recognize, is that the amount of time that it takes and the very specific choices that it takes that one must make to go from being well known in this very small segment to being something that is just ubiquitous with a larger portion of the population is quite a feat. It's not an easy task, and it takes a very long time and a lot of persistence. So I think Nouns is a great first attempt to, you know, take a different crack at a model that is quite tired, in my opinion. Now, preschool, man, that's not tired at all. That thing is still just off the charts, and I can't believe it's actually working better now than it ever has. So that's just its own animal. But in general, the licensing model is quite tired, and I think those seeking out big agents this early on and signing various deals this early, we'll see how it goes. I think that's actually just as much an experiment as Nouns is. I see Nouns as belonging to a very positive potential future versus, hey, let's just go one more time down the old licensing alley. At least it is for me.
So the real alpha I'm hearing, David, is preschool-sized umbrellas, Nounish umbrellas. Someone's got to be on
there. Umbrellas and rain boots, yes. That's the big bucks right there.
You heard it here first. Does that answer your question, Brooke?
Yeah, totally.
Awesome.
And what would be the best way to stay in touch with you guys? I'd love to just, maybe keep jamming as I kind of go down this journey of, figuring out just tools to build in the copyright space. So,
now the clock.
Who said that? I didn't pay them.
Well, you can hit here with us. We will be having these weekly calls, but again, stay in the Discord. Everyone I'm seeing in this room right now is very involved, is available, loves collaborating with other people and sort of hearing what other people want to do. I hear you about building these tools in the CC0 space. I think that there's always room for that, and I haven't really seen anyone specifically maybe doing that. I don't know what kind of tools you're talking about, but I would hang out in the developer chat.
Prop House Discord would be another good one. Lots of builders in there. So lots of communities, especially on Discord, where there's Nounish builders getting together. But a good place to start, honestly, is just general chat here in Nouns. That's where I started. That's where most people do start here. And you just listen and learn and make friends. And then when you make friends in Nouns, you tend to build with those friends. So that would be my advice.
Appreciate it. I do also love the grants and proposals ideas channel that 22 is talking about. That's a great place to sort of see what other people are proposing. So, you know, see who's already introducing what to the community.
Absolutely. We have a question from VSVSVS, which is almost as hard to say 10 times fast as 99999. What is your question? Go ahead.
Well, first of all, we all know the real alpha is the friends we made along the way. So I appreciate everybody.
All right.
Being able to be part of this, and that presentation was amazing. So thank you so much for that. One of the questions that, as someone that has kind of bootstrapped through creating some IRL products within the Noun universe, and with our brand being as strong as it is, should there be any priority towards, aside from using the proceeds to acquire more Nouns or Noun projects, towards creating revenue generation back to treasury?
So I'm going to pass this over to 9999 in a second, but I will just say that 4156 was on a live stream yesterday with Bankless, and almost the same question was asked of him. And I'll try to synthesize the answer that he gave, but essentially it's that leaving the ETH in the treasury as a leveraged bet on ETH, if you believe in ETH as much as the Nounders do, is better than almost any other investment you could make with the treasury. So that's one idea from one nounder. I'll pass it over to 9999 and see if he has any other color or context.
Hey, thanks for that. So far we've had a couple of proposals that have been passed and have been sort of issuing back to the DAO itself. So the first was rule nouns. So every, I think it's 11th rule noun goes to the nouns DAO directory. And moonbeams, which are selling canned beans and a portion of their profits will also go back to the DAO directory. I would say that's not the ultimate goal of the DAO. And if a proposal has or does not have that, it does not mean it is successful or not, or will be looked on in any way, shape, or form differently than one that doesn't. I think certainly from my perspective, having new voices in the DAO is more important. So if a portion of those profits went to the DAO versus actually becoming a noun holder and being able to participate, that is far greater than revenue share. And in the case of little nouns, the DAO is, we can't really access them, right? The DAO has the smart contract that needs to vote, and the little noun smart contract needs to receive that vote, and there's sort of a mismatch there, and so we're essentially not really able to utilize them in any other way than that relationship of them coming into the DAO. So it can be a little bit messy and complicated, but I would say most of the time the simplest path is the best path, and so I think we would prefer to see as one noun holder, we prefer to see the endeavor be profitable on its own rather than have it have that sort of relationship with the DAO, and then that relationship can be stronger through the voice that project can have by actually being part of the DAO. I'm not sure if that answers your question or if you have any follow-ups.
No, that's really beautifully put. And Toadie, we just got the BS versus 99 mouthful pairing right there that you asked for, so I really appreciate that. I think on the little side, as we've been looking at projects that are sort of independently revenue generating, we've kind of just been planting the seed of spirit of like pay it forward, use the proceeds to acquire, to contribute to the treasury, and to 99's point, continue to build the relationship. So super helpful, and really appreciate that.
Very cool. Does any other nouners who are here have any other context to add there, or should we move on to another question? Perfect. I think, Klim, you said you had a question. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, how's it going? David, I want to try to get your perspective on something. Since there's no comprehensive style guide or any kind of branding directives, which are usually the case with any kind of legacy brand for people to use, except for the original nouns artwork. Like, what do you see happening within the next year or two when people just start moving away from just using the classic noun artwork and just evolving it into their own, like we have seen with so many different other projects?
I would say use this Apple style guide, right? Or rather to take, well, for me, I like the it's still true to me that the nouns glasses are the Nike swoosh of Web3. They just are. It becomes more real and true for me every day. And that eventually will, people are going to grow tired of hearing it. But that won't need to say it much longer because it just is. But I think that rather than being so quick to jump into a style guide, which whenever I hear the word style guide, I feel fenced in because it's such a big part of, it's not my favorite aspect of the licensed legacy world. And I kind of like the way it's used in Japan where, for example, the Super Sentai toys, which we know as Power Rangers, but are like our whole thing for kids. And it's really for kids out there, they actually have four different style guides that go by price point. Like, so the stuff for the adults has an entirely different, where the logo of the show is really hard to see on the packaging, right? They do these crazy logos for each product. And then for the $9.99 price point and under, it's an entirely different color set. And the logo is gigantic, but looks different. So I don't think, and like, look at the way the Minion style guide saved minions in Japan, whereas they were doing terribly. So it can be a make or break factor in some cases. But I would say right now it's just too early. And I think it would be more like, instead of say style guide, say, oh, this is the look that this creator has taken on. So I know, oh, these are the Nouns products by Dan Yaccarino, the famous a children's book author who did Oswald the Octopus on Nickelodeon 20 years ago. Like, oh, that's how I know these are Dan's Nouns, right? And, oh, these are, Klim's glasses. He's got these cool kind of like stuff. The packaging belongs in the MoMA, it has a vibe to it. I kind of like that. It's so early, and it's going to be so early even years down the road. Like, my work with Studio One, the entire Nouns brand, as you would call it, on the character side, right? Not so much on the building side, but just like the things that you see are so very early, and it's so in its infancy that I wouldn't be quick to make it adhere to the existing models that we're so familiar with.
Yeah. I know, I was just gonna say, if you look at the whole screen of everybody here, look how different everyone's PFPs are, but we all very much look like we're in the same community, and we all have these glasses. I think this for Nouns, it's going to happen the opposite direction. Like, maybe someone will do a proposal where they're going to produce a style guide a year from now, or what was the first year's style of Nouns?
Well, one of my favorite things about Nouns is just how people can put their own sort of imprint on them. Like, someone like Meshup can draw a PFP that is so incredible that 4156 wants to use it as his Twitter profile because he's captured the essence of the Noun, even though it's a completely different style. So to take that away, I think, would take something away from the community, in my opinion.
I think I know, to answer more specific to the world that Klim comes from, which is mine also, the way things are shaping up in North America at retail and in the real world, I think the style guide is going to be the when you walk up to the Lego end cap and it's kind of branded by just the point of purchase display, the signage that is kind of decorating the sections at the retailers. Like, if Nouns ever gets its own section at Target, right, I think that's where you'll end up. And it's just going to be a giant glasses anyway, right? That it's going to be a giant glasses that you see from across the store, and then that brings everybody over. And I think by then, you might see something, but it's just, we're so far from there. And I think it's great to just kind of let it do what it's going to do, in my opinion, just for now.
And it's very interesting trying to, I'm revising the packaging for the yet again, because I want the messaging to be right, and I'm just constantly thinking what's the proper logo, and there isn't one, so I'm free to do whatever I want, but I also want to make sure that it stays, and the messaging's right, and it looks
sure good. Well, that's why I mentioned Apple, right? Because it doesn't say Apple anywhere.
Right.
Right, you know, right away.
Actually, like, none of the boxes that I made, had a name for anything. It just had the glasses logo. It had no name, just a Noun on it. So I broke down and I just put the noggles in there. That's the thing that I'm constantly thinking about. It's like, where is this going to sit when everybody, everybody's developing their own versions of these characters and these projects. And, it's really exciting because it's just going to be just a really robust, salad. It's going to be just like, downtown New York, Lower East Side of cool shit that people are making. All colors, all shapes, all forms, all inclusive. It's very cool. But in your experience, so when there's no copyright and you're going to, let's say, Lego or Target or, Nickelodeon or Netflix, what is their initial reaction when they see such a variety of stuff coming out of Nouns? Like, what is their take, and are they responding
favorably? Yeah, we all love it. They all love it, and I think it taps into the thing that made them want to do the thing they're doing in the first place. That's something that's been described to me many times, that because it breaks from everything that we've kind of had to, well, everything we've learned, but also everything we've had to sort of just settle for in a way. And this is a part of why the licensing model is still wonderful, man. I still freak out when I see Hello Kitty and Animal Crossing new stuff, you know, but it's in general, it is very tired, just financially. It doesn't quite work the way it used to. And I think that's, it's just refreshing for everyone I've shown at exactly the places you've named and more at the same level. They all say very similar things, which is like, first, you know, they'll joke around like, do I even have a job later someday, like, you know, in the future? Like, is this something that all the kids are now into? And they want to right away know if this is like the next TikTok, like, does it, you know, are they missing out on, I don't know, it's not half the country knows about this yet. You're okay. You're okay for now. but that this is, they get excited in, you know, I've had two people say separately, I feel like the feeling that came back that made me want to be in the character intellectual property licensing space to begin with, like in the first place. Right. So I for now, it's just excitement. And it's so early on that it's like, it reminds me of our first 18 months with Ugly Doll, when it just existed and people were excited that existed, and they were excited to see what was going to happen in the short term and, you know, in the near term.
That was crazy. You know, back then my wife came back with a Jiro, and before my son was even born, and she's like, you know, this is going to be his first plush. Right. And here we are 20 years later. And that thing was bought at like a random, you know, fancy, bed and bath store in Park Slope.
Awesome. So there was a question in the text chat that I think we can bring up and maybe learn something from. So Lil Rex was asking about whether a project was a scam that he had seen, and he sent a link to a Quiotic.io collection called OptiNouns. And if I'm reading it correctly, this is actually an OpenSea or a marketplace for NFTs. That is on the Optimism network, which is a layer 2 of Ethereum, and they have basically minted all the nouns on Optimism. So in answer to your question, anyone can take the art from nouns and they can create a collection on any chain, in this case Optimism, and mint it out and sell them or build a community around them. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not a scam, but it's also not endorsed explicitly by Nouns DAOs. So buyer beware, and make sure you do your own research. Hopefully that answers the question there. Any other?
It does give you access to the Nouns DAO as a nouner.
Correct. So yeah, it's on a different chain altogether, so you won't be able to vote on Nouns DAO proposals. But if you just like the art, I mean, you could also just right-click save it. But if you want to hold it as an NFT and that's a way you can do it, then by all means, you can.
You can also go just to the playground on the actual Nouns site, nouns.wtf, and then just in the little menu bar, click playground, and you can mix and mash your own noun. So make your own little special noun, like how I made my little rabbit up there.
Super fun, for sure. Any other questions from anyone else who's here? We'll wrap up soon here because we've been going a little over an hour, but just wanted to do one last call out. If anyone had a question, we could probably answer one or two more.
Okay, if it's possible. I came here, it's my first time, but I want to know that about your approach about what you want to do, because we need a lot of tools on Web3, we need a lot of things that we need to develop right now, and most of them, maybe there is no business plan behind that without the CC. And you know what I mean? I want to know that what is in your mind. It is the first DAO that I think that it works. And do you want to do something on culture tools that make free tools for other people to came to this environment and came to Web3.
Sorry, Mia, I'm not 100% sure what you're asking. Let's try again. So you were asking what kind of projects is the DAO looking for people to do? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, because I saw that most of the project is kind of related to nouns and some kind of branding the nouns, but maybe we need some kind of tools that make easier for early comer for making them easier to interact with the Web3 or NFTs, you know?
So we did mention some resources in the presentation we gave earlier. One I just popped in the chat as well, I'll repeat, is nouns.center, because it's a really great site that has all about the history of nouns and lots of different projects that you can go through. And they even have some things like a job board where you can see a reverse job board, rather, where you can see projects or ideas that people have had, and you can just basically claim them and do them if there's something that you like. So that's a really good resource and maybe a good place to start. Does that help, Miriam?
Yeah, I will check it. Thanks.
Check it out. Awesome. Any other questions before we wrap things up for the day?
Was the presentation recorded? I missed most of the beginning of it.
Yeah, I have been recording the audio, so long as I don't get rugged by my recording, I'll be able to post that somewhere for us.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
No problem. Any other questions about CC0, nouns, how to get involved?
We will be here at this exact same time every Tuesday, so feel free to join always. We'll try to mix it up and get some different topics going, maybe some more like variety. So we covered CC0 this week. We'll cover something else next week and stuff too. But the main point of this whole space where we can do this and gather is for these questions. And so, you know, think about it. If you don't have one today, hang out in the community for the next week or so, see if anything pops up. Just make a little note if you have a question, and then we'll see you guys back here at the same time, 2 p.m. Eastern, next Tuesday as well. So I hope you guys come next time and actually have even more, you know, distinct questions. I feel like you shouldn't be shy also if it's your first time here, but we'll give you till next time to sort of speak up and stuff too. But again, we are also always, me and Tody do other spaces, so we're on Twitter. A lot of the people here in this community are involved in those as well, so people are reachable. Just kind of reach out, but I would definitely just take notes of my questions and have them ready for the next week.
Yeah, and or you could even tag Uptoshi or myself in the general channel, so long as it's not a spam comment, but just with a question, and then at that point we could add you to DM and take down your question if you'd like and field it next week.
Unless, it's just so important because there is so much info, right? And so we just want to, we're really just trying to dial in how we can, you know, fast track people really getting a grasp on what's going on here, because the faster you do that, you get to see which piece of it you really, you know, lean towards and where you want to create and build in the community.
Yeah, and thank you to David Horvath for taking the time to be here today and shed some light on some of these things. Really appreciate that, David.
Of course. Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
And again to 99999 for having this idea in the first place and inviting myself and Uptoshi to do it today. It's been a lot of fun. Nine, did you have any closing words or thoughts on how it went today?
I think this is fantastic. It's sort of great to see all these avatars staring back at us and listening and hopefully absorbing. And again, if there's any, you know, after hours questions, I'm happy to stick around or, you know, get pinged on the Discord. Thanks, Tody and Altoshi. This has been really fun.
Excellent. Yes, thank you, David.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks to everyone who came. So we'll close it off officially now. Of course, this is Voice Public, so you're welcome to stay here and chit-chat it up. I'll stop the recording now, so anything else after this is off the record and not admissible in court. So go nuts. There it is.
That's what I've been waiting for. That.
I want to hear, actually.
Oh, man. But Discord's really bad for bringing that sound in, though. You can barely hear it compared to Twitter, but no, well. At least it's good for voice.
Yeah, I keep looking for the heart or the thumbs up or the laugh emoji. It's so hard on here. You get no response in the same way as Twitter. It's interesting platform difference.
Twitter is already bad enough because you kind of feel like you're speaking into the void sometimes, but at least the emojis save it. You're right. In this case, you're just like, well, I hope that was well received.
Yeah, I'm sure these will all just sort of blame.